Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life on Vivid Life Radio. I am Pam Butler. Our show today is about how to live your life in balance. My guest is Rene Rignalda. He's a master educator at the Chopra Center for Well-Being. He's certified and teaches primordial sound meditation, and he also teaches perfect health at the center. Before coming to the Chopra Center in 2008, Rene spent more than 10 years working in the medical field. He has integrated his background in science and medicine with his deep love of spiritual wisdom to become passionate and authentic and a dynamic teacher. I've known Rene for several years now and have been a student in many of his classes. I have to say, every time he steps up on stage, his passion for wanting to help others really shines through. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Rene this morning. Thank you, Rene, for joining me from California, waking up bright and early.
Thank you for having me, Pam.
So I want to talk a little bit about, Return to Life. The show is about inspiration. We all have a story. We all go through some messy and complicated times in our lives. So I'd like for you to be able to tell us a little bit about your life before life at the Chopra Center, maybe when things were a little bit more complicated for you.
Sure. Yeah, I'm glad to because, we all have our own life story and we all go through the same kind of trials and tribulations, and so did I. And when I grew up, and this is in the Netherlands, I grew up there with my parents were very sweet, wonderful people, but we never really lived an affluent life. But all my friends did. So when we went to school and when the vacation time started, I always kind of stayed home, and I saw my friends always go to, to Austria and Switzerland and go to these fancy vacations. So from a very early age, I was thinking, I want that too, because I saw somehow that when they did those things, it made them happy. And so from a very early age, it was instilled in me that things and situations make you happy. So that was, I was striving for that. So when I went to school, it became very clear to me that I wanted to become an orthopedic surgeon. And I pursued that vividly and kind of passionately. And I actually became a podiatrist, and then life happened. I got married, and also, unfortunately, for the wrong reasons, because I still had this conditioning, if you will, this idea that that things and money will make you happy. So my first marriage was with a woman who came from a very healthy and wealthy, especially family. And I saw that they were traveling everywhere and they had the expensive cars. And I was like, wow, I want that. I was so hung up on that. So I lived that life for a while. And then something started to change in me. I started to notice that every time I was acquiring something, I remember vividly when I bought my first car that I always wanted, and that when I was driving that car for 6 months, what happened? Do you know, Pam, when you buy something, you use it for a little while, and then what happens?
It becomes old, and it's not quite as exciting as it is when you first acquire it. So it seems like you really did, from early on, you were continually looking on the outside for happiness, whether it was acquiring material goods or taking fancy vacations. It was always Renee looking outside of himself for that happiness.
Yes, it's exactly it. And I did it in every area of my life. And the interesting thing is that I didn't know any difference. And that is with a lot of people, and probably also a lot of listeners can relate to that, that you don't know anything else because this is how you've conditioned yourself. This is how society, schools, and parents tell you how to live, that things make you happy. But of course, when you go through the motions, when you go through life with all these trials and tribulations, then at some point, what happened to me and also probably to the listener, at some point in your life, you start to think, this is interesting. Every time I try to acquire something or I notice that it only stays for so long, but what about lasting happiness? You know,
right.
So I started to think, I want lasting happiness. So that's really where something inside of me started to change. You know, I worked now in my life. I was like 30 years old, and I had 3 practices, and I was in a marriage that was falling apart, and I was becoming miserable myself because I noticed that I'm working so hard. I do everything I can to please my family, to please myself, but the happiness doesn't last. Actually, I feel worse than many years ago. So that was a very interesting
So was there a specific time or moment where you began to connect and look within yourself? Was there a specific event or something specific that happened that made Renee said, wow, all this outside stuff isn't doing it for me, I'm going to take a look within?
Yeah, you know, actually that didn't really happen. You know, I got in trouble so much that I got sort of desperate and depressed, and I got into a divorce. It lasted really long. And what did I do? You know, what did I do? What do a lot of guys do when they're in trouble? Well, they call their mom.
You know?
Moms can be very wise, you know. Usually they are very wise. So I did that. And she was already at the Chopra Center. She was a teacher there. Well, not at the center, but a teacher herself, a yoga and meditation teacher. And she said to me a very simple thing. She said, you should go to the Chopra Center. And I laughed at her face. I said, no way. Because, you know,
wow.
Sometimes when I came home, I saw her sitting with her legs crossed and her eyes closed. And the only thing I knew was, like, when I was looking at her, like, how can sitting with your eyes closed like that, your legs crossed like that, how can that pay for my car, my house? I had no clue. But here,
wow, that's really interesting. So mom was the one that you turned to. Mom was the one that introduced you to the Chopra Center, and mom was the one that introduced you into the practice of meditation.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm excited to hear more about how you landed at the Chopra Center and how you integrated meditation into your everyday life. But for right now, we're going to take a quick break, Renee. You're listening
sure.
to Return to Life with Pam Butler. My guest today is Renee Rignalda. After the break, Renee will talk more about his aha moment and how he made the shift over to the Chopra Center. And I'll also give you some simple tools on how you too can find peace, balance, and happiness in your life. So stay tuned.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams, filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Von Zandt, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, Neil Donald Walsh, Michael Beckwith, and over 25 life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Conference in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Visit celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now.
When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler, and today I'm talking with Renee Rignotta from the Chopra Center. So before the break, we were talking about your story, Renee. We were talking about your struggles. And then you began to talk about the shift, the conversation with your mom, her guiding you into meditation and to the Chopra Center. So do you want to talk a little bit more about that period of time?
Sure, because I think what I'm about to share will also relate to a lot of people, because I figured it out a little bit, and I know that a lot of people struggle with this, like, well, how can I change my life then? Well, the first thing to realize is, and that was my one of my breaking points where I really made a change, is a term called conditioning, and that means everything that you know, everything you do is basically coming from that which you've learned from the moment you were born. And so your teachers and your parents, your school, society, that will always tell you what to do, how to behave, what to buy, what to wear, how to look like, and all these things are all outside of you. And that's how I live my life. And then my mom came along and she told me how to meditate. So I judged that and I said, well, how can stillness, sitting in silence, how can it ever change my life for the better? I mean, I refer to that oftentimes as like you have like a backpack, you know, or a knapsack with your information, and you always look in that backpack. That's where you pull from what you know. That's all your conditioning. But you don't know what is out there, the other things that are out there that can really help you, a fresh new look of life. And, you know, for me, that was a meditation. My mom sent me off to a Chopra Center event. And the only reason why I went is because she said, you know what? Because she knew I wasn't going because I was so stuck in my repetitive behavior. She said the wonderful word. She said, what if I pay for it?
You know? Oh, there you go. Well,
That's so the language I understand, so I did that. But that changed my life right there.
So, Renee, so, you know, our listeners that don't know anything about meditation or don't know how to begin a meditation practice, can you just briefly maybe share some steps that, you know, if someone wants to get into meditation, what the best way for them to do that would be?
Sure, yes. Well, the meditation, the big shift is that instead of looking outside of you for happiness, what you start to do is a very simple shift. It is you start to look inside yourself for happiness. And that is something that most of us don't do. We always chase. We go about our day. We are so busy with the family, with children, with work, with everything. And we don't take the time to really pay attention, who is it that's going through all these experiences? In other words, who is looking inside of you? And what meditation does is it starts to, you start to take time for yourself. You start to connect with yourself. And the more you connect with yourself, the more you connect with your stillness inside of you, then you notice that you become actually happy and that happiness lasts a lot longer. And it carries you through the day, and then you start to notice that whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you're going through, becomes a little bit easier. So that stillness that you tap into your meditation basically rolls over, spills over into your daily life, and that's where your life slowly but surely starts to change.
So you've been teaching thousands of people each year at the Chopra Center. When you have students come up to you and talk to you, what is it that you hear the most from your students? What are people looking for in life?
Yeah, the number one thing is that people are stressed. And stress can be physical stress, like a disease or dis-ease, discomfort, or mental. Yeah, they're depressed, or they have anxiety, or fear, or all these things. And that's all based on the fact that we are not connected with ourselves. And with ourselves, I mean, with the deeper essence of you. But because inside of you, your essence, your true essence, is always happy, is always in a state of bliss, always in a state of pure unconditional love. It is only because we attach so much value to the things that are always changing from moment to moment that we get attached to those things that change, and that creates stress, that creates chaos, that creates disorder. So what we do with meditation is we take a very simple practice, we connect with ourselves, and we can do meditation in a very simple way. You can just take your time to just pay attention to your breath. Just sit for 30 seconds and just breathe. When you do that, before you go into a difficult meeting or a conversation, you'll see that you go into that meeting or conversation with a different energy. You're more clear. But there are many different ways how to meditate.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I love that specific tool of kind of just, I tell my students to just stop, drop, and breathe. And I like, you know, how you said, before you go into a meeting or something important, just even 30 seconds, you can do that. Do you have some more, you know, kind of specific tools that you can give our listeners to help them, you know, begin the process of connecting with themselves so that they can begin to de-stress and live their life in balance? You know, at the Chopra Center, do you have, you know, one step one, two, and three maybe that you could guide our listeners through?
Sure. I'm happy to. The first thing that will really help you is to make a commitment to yourself that the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is to take time to just sit in silence. You don't have to do anything at all. Just make sure that you spend time with yourself. Just be. Before you start opening up your phone, before the floods of emails come in, before the children wake up, the dogs wake up, your life starts, just connect with yourself. And that's the most important thing. And that stillness that you will experience there will carry over into your daily life. Because the problem is that we think that happiness is outside ourselves, but you have to connect with yourself first. And why is that? It's because your happiness does not depend on things. So what can you do?
Right.
Another thing that you can do is, you can spend time in nature. Wherever you live, maybe you live close to a forest, just take, 20 minutes, just walk in nature. Or take a walk on the ocean, watch the sunset. Yeah, and let your behavior be in accord with a compassionate heart. So you start to live from the level of the heart much more so than from the intellect. Another thing that you can do that would really help is just spend time with your family. Just play a game. not always looking, you know, going all over the place. Just stay grounded. And
so,
that goal
so starting to enjoy more the simple things in life, whether it be, you know, Mother Nature, whether it be your pets, whether it be your children or your family, just taking time to disconnect from technology, taking the time to disconnect from the outside stimulation and taking more time to, you know, sit in silence, perhaps read a book, perhaps play a game. I think those are wonderful, you know, wonderful options for people, because it's true. We're always so plugged in and we're going. So I think just taking the time to breathe, you know, can begin to make a big difference for people.
Yes, it is all about simplifying your life. You know, when because outside of you, commercials and TV and everything outside of you demands so much from you. So we get caught up in all these demands. That creates stress. That's where we get out of balance. And because we're living our life for the purpose of happiness that are for things that are outside of us, but those situations always change. So it is really a connecting with yourself first. It's just like when you go on the airplane and when the stewardess, you know, when they pull out the oxygen mask, what does that lady tell us to do?
Put it on yourself first.
Yes, she tells, put
right.
the oxygen mask on yourself first. Well, that's a good analogy. Why does she ask that? Why does she say that? Well, because if you don't help yourself first, how can you help the other people? And
right.
that's exactly it, you know, when you connect with yourself first, when you love yourself first, then watch what happens, how you will be able to help and love and serve other people and other areas of your life. But it is that disconnection
right.
that we're looking outside, connecting back to yourself first. That's the number one thing to do.
And I think, you know, you talking about doing that first thing in the morning is so important. You know, I tell my students to even set their alarm 5 minutes before they typically would, just so that they can have that time to dip into the silence. Because, you know, we can equate it to when we dive deep into a swimming pool and we come back out of the swimming pool. When we come out of the pool, we still have some of that water with us. We're taking that water with us, and we have water dripping off of our body. And it's the same thing when we dip into meditation, when we dip into that silence and that stillness every day, and we do that first thing in the morning, we can begin to take that stillness, we can begin to take that silence with us out into the day. And like you said, and then share it with those that we come in contact with throughout our day.
Yeah, that's very true, Pam. That is exactly it. And another thing that I'd like to mention, and that will help also a lot of your listeners, I think, is, like, stop judging yourself. You know, that's a big thing that we do. We always think we're not good enough, or, you know, I'm too fat, or this or that. There's always this inner judge duty going on, I sometimes say. You know, we're always... Yeah, we are our biggest judge, but let go, you know, and that's become aware that you're not a victim to life, and you're actually a beautiful soul that has the experience and the blessing to experience the richness and the fullness of your own being, of your life. And that's really the purpose of life, to find out, to figure out who you really are. And that is actually beyond the body, beyond the mind. You are a soul, a beautiful soul. And, you know, but that is something that you will discover if you start to meditate. Then that stillness, that beautiful peace, that connection with the essence of existence will start to flourish and your life will change. But it's a slow process.
So being patient with that. And even, you know, going as far with the judgment and Judge Judy, you know, not judging yourself and not judging your meditation practice. So,
yep.
you know, anytime you sit down to sit and meditate, look at that as taking a positive step forward. And whether you're having, you know, people always talk about not being able to quiet their monkey mind, not being able to settle the thoughts, not judging those thoughts, not judging, you know, the monkey mind that you're having. Just let it be and keep drifting back to the breath, keep drifting back into that silence. And, you know, Renee, I think an important thing that I know Deepak likes to stress, and I've heard you talk a lot about, is gratitude and bringing gratitude into your day every day. Because when we begin to judge, when we begin to get negative with our self-talk, a great way to kind of shift those thoughts aside is to draw in, what am I grateful for?
Yeah.
And I know that that's an important tool that you'd like to share as well.
Yeah, because gratitude and gratefulness, what does it do? Watch what happens when you think of something that you're grateful for, maybe in the last hour or a year ago or 10 years ago. What happens inside of you? What do you notice? Well,
you notice a little shift, right?
It's a shift and you start to feel better. You connect with the essence and love spontaneously bubbles up. Well, that is your natural state. That's the real you, not the conditioned self. You're not the things that you think you have to do and the things that you think you are. No, your natural, pure essence is free of all of that. And that's what meditation is all about, to start observing, watching your thoughts rather than being caught up in it.
Right. Yeah, we can get caught up in the drama of our life, and we can get caught up in the drama of our own thoughts as well. So, you know, I think those are good suggestions. And you know, change is scary. You know, we're used to that, like you talk about, the conditioning, and you know, the first step that we take to get out of that conditioning can be a little scary for our listeners. So, I think trusting the process and trusting that taking this step and kind of dabbling in meditation, whether you have your own practice or you go online and start to Google and play on the internet a little bit about, you know, different types of meditation. I think just taking that first step and trusting in the universe. The universe always has our back.
And find a community. Find people in your area. There's always people nowadays, wherever you live, that are meditating. So just Google it or go to chopra.com and find a teacher in the tab, and you will see that there's most likely a teacher close by, and you may not even be aware of it. So if you align yourself and with your community like that, it will help you also to connect with this lifestyle, if you will, and that will change your life.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, connecting with like-minded people definitely can help you on your path. And I'm glad that you mentioned Chopra.com, because that is a really, really amazing resource of meditations, of blogs, of, you know, just all kinds of information. Again, if you're new to the language that Renee and I are talking about, if you're unfamiliar with meditation, if you're unfamiliar with yoga, great, then just go ahead and try to find as much information as you can on the internet. So, Renee, I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you for being our guest here today.
You can
find out more amazing things about Renee and what he's doing on Chopra.com. You can also follow him on his personal Facebook page. So thank you, Renee, for sharing your passion of teaching, sharing your wisdom with us this morning. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show. So next
thank you for
week,
having me.
You're welcome. I'm glad, and I hope you'll come back again. So next week, my guest is Jay Forte. He's a certified life and energy and motivational speaker and author of The Greatness Zone. He also is a host here on Vivid Life Radio. So he will talk about how each of us can live and work with greatness, passion, and purpose. So please join me next Thursday at 11 a.m. For now, this is Pam Butler. Thank you for listening to Return to Life. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking?
Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Von Zandt, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, Neil Donald Walsh, Michael Beckwith, and over 25 life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Conference in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Visit celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.